nicotine sharpening his focus to try to fully understand. He'd initially thought it would be just another scandal for the Secret Service. He didn't care about that beyond the value he thought he might extract politically. And then he had a hunch, a long shot he'd thought, but it turned out he'd been right, spectacularly so. On the one hand, the whole thing confirmed his deepest fears, the fears the agency shrinks had pronounced as overblown, as though a psychiatrist had any basis to opine on geopolitics, the fears he knew his complacent colleagues laughed about behind his back, the ones they had used to derail his career. But, on the other hand, hadn't it been discovered by exactly the right person? Who else would have known how to leverage it to protect the country? Who else would have had the will and the insight that all the people who had laughed at him and marginalized him and in the end jettisoned him had lacked? Doing it right would require some difficult decisions. But when the health of an entire forest was at stake, you couldn't afford to focus too much on individual trees. In fact, to protect the forest, sometimes fire breaks needed to be constructed and certain trees removed. The first step would be the least pleasant. There were security risks to eliminate, information integrity to protect. Too many people knew, and the longer he waited, the worse the problem would become. Within a matter of days, in fact, if not sooner, it might already be too late. Obviously, none of it could be done from within the government, because the problem was the government. It had already been penetrated, as he'd always suspected. The only surprise was that the disease was even more advanced and widespread than he had imagined. But Arrington knew exactly how to ensure that things were taken care of the way they needed to be. An outside force, a kind of supplement to the immune system of the body politic. He stubbed out his cigarette and closed his eyes, his heart pounding as hard as the first time he'd jumped from a plane, which, of course, made sense. Because the stakes were that high, the margin for error that narrow. But he was going to do this. He would make sure to follow through. And then they would see. They would all see. He picked up the phone and made the call that would set everything in motion. Part 1. Chapter 1. Rain. I told them no, but I might as well have said yes. The killing business has its own gravitational pull, and if you get too close or stay too long, you'll never break free. Or maybe it's just more comfortable to blame circumstances or fate or some other outside factor for results in fact engineered by ourselves. After all, I could have taken down the secure site. I could have severed that link. I could have roamed the earth as Basho did, unmoored, untethered, as remote and untouchable as one of the solitary clouds that inspired the 17th century poet in his ceaseless wanderings. But I didn't. They used Larrison to make the initial contact. Larrison, one of the most dangerous and volatile men I'd ever known. And, following the detachment we'd assembled to stop a series of false flag attacks designed to instigate a coup in America, one of the few I trusted. I was living in Kamakura, clear of Tokyo at last. Flush with an unexpected fortune in uncut diamonds from the job with Larrison and the detachment, I'd bought property, a plot of hilltop land with a view of Sagami Bay, obtained via a painstaking series of cutouts and a lot of laundered money. Through further cutouts and at even greater expense, I'd hired a specialist in such matters, a man named Takishita, who found me a minka, a traditional Japanese farmhouse, standing derelict in Gifu Province, the snow country sometimes known as the Japanese Alps. Takishita purchased the 300-year-old structure on my behalf and had it disassembled and transported to my land in Kamakura, where he reassembled it, building in electricity, plumbing, large windows, and other modern conveniences, but in all material respects maintaining and, indeed, enhancing the design's original beauty. He even created